Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this. Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like fusarium and rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to talk a little bit about livestock futures. And, well, cattle futures still struggling lower for the cattle futures, but the hogs were mostly higher yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw the second straight session yesterday with live cattle and feeder cattle futures closing with triple-digit losses. Now, all of the feeder cattle contracts yesterday made new contract lows except for the August contract, which does expire on Thursday. Several of the live cattle contracts came within a dollar or two of their contract lows yesterday. The lean hogs, they were fantastic. They started the session lower and closed up the $3 limit in the October and December contracts. And we saw choice box beef yesterday down 59 cents. Select boxes were down 90 cents on a total movement of 121 loads. The cattle kill estimated 109,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 94 cents. On the close yesterday, October cattle were down $1.52. October feeder cattle down $4.57. And October lean hogs up the $3 limit.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at the grain futures, and the wheat and the corn had a pretty decent day yesterday, but soybeans ended up struggling.
That's right, and we did see everything start off with downside yesterday as we saw the KC wheat and the soybeans make new contract lows yesterday for the third time in the past four sessions. But the close found the wheat and the corn on the positive side, and the soybeans were lower but off their session lows. The weekly good to excellent rating was unchanged from the previous week for the corn at 69% and for the soybeans at 63%. The Dow yesterday dropped 1,089 points shortly after the opening and closed down 588 points. Overnight, the Chinese stock market was down once again, but China's central bank did cut interest rates by 0.25%, and most of our equity markets around the world and in the U.S. are now trading higher this morning, along with most of our commodity markets being higher. At the moment, December KC wheat's up 5.25 cents, December corn's up 5.5 cents, November soybeans are up 11.5 cents, with December cotton trading 63 points higher. October crude oil is $1.18 higher. We're looking at the September dollar index 63 cents higher and September Dow Jones futures 517 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll visit with you again tomorrow and look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.